the Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reid, a daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reid in the thrilling adventure When Time Stood Still, the Green Hornet Strikes Again. A small but expensive coupe drew up in front of Britt Reid's apartment house, and Britt Reid, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, opened the door and stepped out.
Well, kiddo, I'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, sir. It's very nice of you to let me use coupe.
Well, that's all right. It's just a short trip to Piketon and much easier by car. Now, take it easy.
Yes, sir. I stay with friend just overnight. I'll be back home tomorrow. Goodbye, Mr. Britt.
Goodbye, kiddo.
Shrubs came in handy. This guy ought to have a nice fat wallet.
A few minutes later, as Britt Reid struggled to his feet, the door of the apartment house opened and a man and woman came out.
Heavens, the poor man's been hurt.
Here, let me help you.
I'm all right. Oh, my head.
Looks like you had a blow on the back of the head. You're lucky it isn't worse.
Why, it's Mr. Reid. At first I didn't recognize him.
Reid? I'm a bit confused.
Poor thing, you did have quite a bump, didn't you?
You must have slipped on the sidewalk, Mr. Reid. Are you sure that you're all right?
Yes, I'm all right. I don't remember just what did happen.
You'd better go into your apartment and rest a while.
Yes, I think I will.
Do you want me to see you to the door?
Yes, thank you, if you will. I'm all right now. Thank you very much.
Good night.
I vaguely remember being here before, and yet I'd better try to find the bedroom. That isn't it. Here it is. Funny, I still can't remember. Everything's strange to me. I've got to think. Got to think.
Reed. They said my name was Reed, but who am I? What do I do? Maybe I'm married. Oh, my head. Oh, that buzzing. My pockets. That's it. There must be something that'll tell me. Empty. All of them empty. I must know other people. But whom? I must remember.
I'll see you in the morning. Good night.
A girl's voice running through my mind. So familiar. Could she be... Ah, this is ridiculous. I'll snap out of it soon. Oh, so tired. I'm so tired.
You're a fine one, Reed. Coming down at noon when so much is happening.
Another familiar voice. Do I work for him? No, no, no.
Well, tonight in Black Beauty, perhaps?
Another voice. Black Beauty. Green Hornet. Green Hornet? What? That sound. What connection does it have in my life? And what? What is the Green Hornet?
I'll see you in the morning.
Green Hornet.
You're a fine one, Reed. Down
Green
down.
Hornet.
So much is happening. Right in Black Beauty, perhaps?
Mr. Britt?
Oh, my head. Where am I? Who are you?
I come back. You sleep all night with clothes on. It's past noon now.
But who are you? Tell me.
Why, Cato, Mr. Britt.
What did you call me? They told me my name was Reed.
Oh, yes, sir. Mr. Britt Reed.
Do you live here?
Oh, I your valet. You act strange, Mr. Britt. You not feel well, perhaps?
My head, it
oh, it looked like you get bump on back of head somehow.
Oh,
what happened?
I don't know. I don't seem to remember anything. It's all a nightmare. Voices, sounds, this apartment, you.
I help you undress, put you to bed, and then call a doctor right away.
Cato put Britt Reed to bed, then phoned for a doctor who came to the apartment within a short time. After examining Reed and giving him medication, the doctor stopped in the living room to discuss the case with Cato.
Somehow Mr. Reed suffered a blow on the head, which has resulted in a temporary state of amnesia. His efforts to remember kept him in confusion.
I worried, doctor. He'd be all right soon, perhaps?
Oh, yes, I think so. I gave him sedatives so that he'll relax and sleep. The condition may clear up in a few hours, although it could continue a few days. However, I hope for the best. Watch him closely and call me if there's any change, but I'm sure if there is, it'll be for the better.
I keep a close watch, doctor.
Good, I'll see you later.
Yes, sir. Oh, it's strange how Mr. Britt get in such a condition. Perhaps he fall down.
Hi, Cato!
Oh, hello, Mr. Oxford.
Who was the guy that just went out of here?
Well, that doctor. Mr. Britt very sick in bed.
Suffering snakes, he is. I came home to talk to him. What's the matter with him?
Well, I'm not able to say. Doctors say he need rest. Say he must not be disturbed.
Reed would be sick at a time like this.
Well, you tell me, Mr. Oxford, how is Mr. Britt feeling when you leave apartment this morning?
With all that's been happening, I didn't come to the apartment at all last night. So far, I haven't had a wink of sleep at all, believe it or not, Cato.
Well, that's not so good. What happened during night that keep you up?
What happened, you ask? Didn't you or Reed see the extra the Sentinel got out this morning? Or didn't you hear any of the radio newscast?
Well, no, sir. I just returned from short trip and I find Mr. Britt ill. We not see paper or hear radio.
Then hold on to your accent and I'll tell you, Cato. It's sure big news, that it is.
I'm listening, Mr. Axford.
Well, I'll tell you. It was murder by the Green Hornet, no less.
Murder? By the Green Hornet?
That's right. I'll give you the details so you can tell Reed. Seems that during the night, a wealthy broker, Horace Glenburn by name, who lives on the east side, heard somebody in his library. He gets up and goes down to investigate. He sneaks into the library and sees someone robbing his safe. And acting on impulse, him not having a gun with him, you understand, he rushes in and grapples with the thief.
Well, that very foolish thing to do. Then Broker is the man who was murdered?
Nope, he wasn't the victim. It was his butler who got killed.
His butler?
Yeah. You see, the butler heard the commotion. So with the gun in his hand, he baited into the library. But he was afraid to shoot for fear the bullet might hit Glenburn.
Well, then what happened?
Well, the butler beat it over and, waiting his chance, whopped the thief on the back of the head with the butt of his gun. The thief went down on one knee, sort of, and they thought they had him. The old man reached out and lit a light. 'Twas then they saw it with the harlot.
But how robber get to kill butler?
I'm coming to that. You see, the blow by the butler wasn't hard enough. The harlot, still on one knee, suddenly reached out, grabbed the butler's leg, bowling him over. As he fell, he dropped his gun, which the harlot picked up. Then he made for the window.
Well, that not good.
I'll say it ain't. The butler got up, rushed to the desk drawer for another gun. Just as the harlot turned and fired through the open window. The harlot got away, and the poor butler died a short time later at the hospital.
You say butler hit Hornet on the head with a gun butt?
Sure. Too bad he didn't hit harder. But that harlot's a tough spalpeen to overcome. Let me know how Reed is later on, will you?
Yes, sir. I tell him about murder when he awakens. But I assure he not feel much better.
Well, I may see him tonight if something new don't break on this case. Believe me, the harlot's really on the spot now.
Yes, that's right. Green Hornet in very bad spot.
I'll be seeing you later, Cato. Take good care of Reed. So long.
Goodbye, Miss Axford. Oh, Mr. Britt have bump on head. And he not remember what happened last night. It's bad. Very bad.
Cato spent an anxious afternoon weighing facts as he saw them. But he felt a strange fear, and try as he might, he couldn't shake it off. The fear that during the night, in his state of amnesia, Britt Reed had gone out as the Green Hornet. It was almost 8 o'clock when he went to Britt's room to check on his condition.
Who's that?
I, Cato, Mr. Britt. My light lamp near bed. There. You feeling better, perhaps?
Cato, I don't know.
Well, you recognize me.
Why, of course. What is this? I don't remember coming to bed. What time is it?
It's almost 8 o'clock now, Mr. Britt.
But why have you come back? Well, I left you a couple of hours ago.
It's over 24 hours ago you left me out front, Mr. Britt.
What? Well, that can't be.
Yes, sir, it's true. I go on trip, come back this afternoon, find you on bed with clothes on. You not know me. I call doctor.
Great Scott. But how could that happen?
You have bump on head. Doctor say you have a slight case of amnesia. I'm glad you remember now.
I remember seeing you drive away. Then I started up the walk to the apartment house, but...
Well, then what happened, Mr. Britt?
I don't know, Cato. I don't remember a thing from that moment until now when you entered this room.
That's not good. Oxford say Green Hornet robbed safe last night. He get blow on back of head. He killed Butler in Glenburn home with Butler's gun.
No. And someone's posing again as a... Cato, why do you look at me like that?
It's possible after blow on head, Hornet not realize what he do. He used Butler's gun thinking it gas gun, perhaps.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You don't think that
In right mind, you not do such harm. But you have blow on back of head. You not remember. Maybe you able to say you will not go out as Green Hornet, Mr. Britt? I hope.
Well, I don't remember what I did last night. And with the blow on my head, as you say, I don't know. I swear, I can't remember a thing.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment.
Thank you.
Reed sat up in bed staring at Cato. He was momentarily horrified by the thought that, by some odd quirk of the mind, he had actually killed a human being, and his logical thought processes were at a standstill. Then Cato spoke.
Wait, Mr. Britt. The doctors say amnesia caused by blow on head. When I hang up your suit, I find pockets empty. Wallet not in pocket.
But I did have a wallet with me. It contained almost $100 in cash.
Then I have idea you get blow on head just outside apartment house by someone who take wallet. I go outside to look.
Wait, bring my clothes. I'll go with you. I've got to prove to myself that I couldn't have done what they accused the Hornet of doing.
A short time later, Britt and Cato were outside investigating the ground around the shrubbery near the front entrance. Britt studies the ground carefully with his flashlight.
Someone could very easily hide in these shrubs and catch a person off guard as he came up the walk. Wait a minute. Cato, look here.
Footprints in dirt under shrub.
Yes, and here a cigarette stub. Two of them.
Will that show robber wait here for someone to come along?
Could be. But even if I did receive a blow on the head before, it doesn't prove I couldn't have gone out as the Hornet and received a second slight blow. Oh, if only I could remember.
It's better you not think that way, Mr. Britt.
I know, but until I prove that someone else was posing as the Hornet, I won't know what to believe. Well, let's go back upstairs, Cato.
Returning to their apartment, Britt and Cato talked over what they had discovered outside.
Will you think man who take wallet from you in front of apartment house find anything incriminating in pockets, Mr. Britt?
Remember a few weeks ago when Oliver Perry sent me envelopes, each containing a Hornet seal?
Yes, sir.
I had one of those envelopes addressed to me with the seal inside. It was folded up in my wallet.
Oh, that all right, then. Police know you receive envelopes with seals.
Yes, but thinking of that seal I carried gives me an idea.
You think maybe finding seal in your wallet give idea to crook to play Green Hornet, perhaps?
It's possible, Cato. If the person who robbed me did pose as the Hornet, we might have a chance to catch up with him.
How you do that?
I'll put an ad in the Daily Sentinel tomorrow morning. Then we'll see what develops.
The following morning, after dictating to his secretary, Lenore Case, Britt Reed spoke to her about inserting an ad.
Miss Case, I want to put an ad in the Daily Sentinel today.
Yes, sir. What kind of ad, Mr. Reed?
I want you to have Gunnigan put a small box ad on the bottom of the front page. Just say the finder can keep the money that's in the wallet, and that an additional reward of $100 will be paid. No questions asked if the wallet is returned to me at my apartment. And be sure to give the address.
Yes, of course. I'll write up the ad right now and send it down to Mr. Gunnigan.
That evening, a young woman whose hard manners belied her soft features entered a small apartment on the west side.
Say, Bucky, have you seen what's on the front page of the Daily Sentinel?
What is it you're so head up about for?
This ad, right here on the front page.
Read it.
It says $100 reward for the return of wallet containing valuable cards and papers belonging to Mr. Britt Reed.
Hey, you must think I'm crazy.
Wait, listen, it says, if the finder brings the wallet and personal contents to 201 Reed Apartments, he may keep money already in wallet and will receive an additional reward of $100. No questions asked. What do you think of that, Bucky?
Don't be so dumb. That's just a come on.
Do you think maybe he's worried about that seal that you found in an envelope in the wallet?
Listen, stupid, don't you read the papers? He had that for a keepsake or something. A few weeks ago, that Flatfoot Perry and the Hornet tried to blackmail Reed with them things. Yeah, but that seal sure gave me a good idea.
Yeah, I know. Look, Bucky, $100 isn't chicken feed.
Look, baby, the cops are smart. They might connect me with that Glenburn job. That wallet stays right in that table drawer. Get some grub together. I'm going out for some smokes and a few beers.
That's risky, Bucky.
I wore a mask like the Hornet on that job. Nobody'd recognize me. Stop worrying. I'll be back in a little while.
Dumb, am I? Well, I'm not too dumb to know I could use $100. Why not? I could take that wallet up there and say I found it. They couldn't prove anything. $100, here I come. So be ready for little Flora.
Hello?
A short time later, the buzzer sounded in Britt's apartment.
Mr. Britt, you think perhaps someone...
Could be, Cato. I'll get behind that screen over there and listen. You open the door. You know what to do.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. Is this Mr. Britt Reed's apartment?
Well, yes, miss.
I came about the ad. The one about the wallet.
Oh, yes. You come right in, please. You find wallet, perhaps? You bring it?
Yes, I did find it. But frankly, when I found it, there wasn't any money in it.
Oh, then somebody take money out and throw away wallet.
That's the way it seemed to me, too. Here it is.
Thank you. Oh, yes, everything else seemed to be here.
I hope so.
Well, here, reward. In this envelope.
I shouldn't take that, but... Well, since Mr. Reed offered it, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, miss.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Cato, follow her and phone back when you find out where she goes.
Yes, sir. I go right now.
Hello?
Mr. Britt, girl enters small apartment building on West Side. I meet you at corner of 2nd and Wood Streets.
Right, Cato. I'll be there in about 10 minutes. Wait in the shadows for me.
Yes, sir. I'll be waiting.
A visit from the Green Hornet may get information from that girl. I'll take the Black Beauty.
It's not take you long to get here.
It wasn't far. Where's the place?
In middle of block. You leave Black Beauty in shadows around corner.
A short time later, in a small apartment at 2nd and Wood Streets, Flora was congratulating herself.
Yep, I'm in luck. Bucky hasn't come back yet. That's the easiest $100 anyone ever made, I bet. Can that be, I wonder?
Step aside, I'm coming in.
Bucky, you big dope, what's the idea? You're sure taking a chance just to play a joke on... Hey, you aren't Bucky.
That's right. I'm not Bucky.
You're the Green Hornet.
Right again.
Look, Hornet, I don't know anything, see? You've made a mistake. I live here alone, and
oh,
I...
Oh, really? You could be the one who left all those cigarette butts there, but... You don't look like the type to smoke cigars, too.
If Bucky finds out I let you in, he'll...
You're working with the wrong guy. If you were working with someone who was... More, generous.
Now, look, Hornet. If you mean maybe I should work on jobs with you, well, the Green Hornet's plenty hot with the cops right now, wanted for murder.
Sure. But if the guy who posed as the Hornet to commit that murder was shown up, the real Hornet would be cleared of the murder charge. Get it? I get in on the big dough. And... I don't keep it all for myself.
Bucky's smart. It wouldn't be easy to show him up.
It could be done. If we decided to work together.
I always heard the Hornet works alone.
Up to now, yes. But the Hornet never met you before.
You've got it all over, Bucky. A tough ape. To be the first one ever to work with the Green Hornet. Gee.
Now you're talking sense. Look, when Bucky comes in, I'll hide. You get him talking about the Glenburn job. Then leave the rest to me. What do you say?
Sure, Handsome. I'll string along with you from now on. Somebody's going to be surprised around here soon, aren't they?
You said it. Now remember...
Bucky. That curtain covers a shadow closet. Get behind it, quick.
Right. Now do your stuff. For us.
Hi, Flora.
Hello. Say, Bucky, I was thinking.
What?
Well, where did you hide that crazy mask you made? And the bonds and stuff you got from the safe?
Say, makes you ask that. You've been at that stuff or... I'd better move it to a safer place. With a crazy dame like you around, no telling what you might do. The stuff ain't safe behind these books.
Glad you pointed that out, Bucky.
What? Flora, how did he get in here?
Leave her out of this. I'll answer your questions. I came through the door.
Yeah. And we're working together, Bucky Ennis. I'm sick of being pushed around by a roughneck like you.
No. Floyd, you don't mean you trust that guy.
Don't I? Little Flora's going into the big time, Bucky. But the skid's under you.
We'll see about that.
My shoulder.
Don't take that gun. I got it, Herm. Now I'll plug you if it's the last thing I do.
You won't get the chance, Keller.
You all right?
Yes. Let's look at the girl. Just a slight wound. She'll be all right. We'll put his homemade mask on him and leave the Glenburn bond and stuff on the table.
People come from other apartments.
Yes. We'll have to hurry. And get to the fire escape. Don't call the police. And Bucky and the girl will really tell up all they can about each other. Come on, let's go.
Later in Reed's apartment.
So, Reed, I came right up to tell you. The cop answered the call and found a guy wearing a homemade Hornet mask. And all the stuff from Glenburn's was there, too.
Then it wasn't the Hornet who shot the butler?
Nope. The killer had a fight with his girl. He wounded her with a bullet, not serious. But when she came to, she blew her top, tore everything.
Oh, that very surprising news, Mr. Axford.
You said it. Funny thing, too. The killer, Bucky Ennis by name, said he shot her because she was working with the real Green Hornet. But she claims the Hornet ran out on her.
Amazing.
But I saved a bit of news for the last.
Well, what's that?
Casey told me about the ad you put in the paper about your wallet. That dame said Bucky Ennis stole it from you, and she brought it back for the reward.
You mean the girl who came here tonight was the one the police found with the killer?
Oh, she seemed such a nice, pretty girl. Not too bad.
It was wanted the same. Reed, you were lucky they didn't do you harm, that you are. Her being mixed up with the real harlot and all.
Ashford, if time itself had stood still, I couldn't be more amazed by what's happened. As for the Hornet, it seems to me he wouldn't have any more use for a girl like that than I would.
Central Street Paper! Man holding a green hat got his killer, Glenburn Butler! Girl accomplice held! Green hat implicated! Read all about it!
Copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious.